الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. So let's go ahead and get into what we're going to talk about today in this particular very short class. And that is, we're going to talk about honoring mothers and guardians, or your parents, people who raise you. So let's look at this. In summary, we're talking about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, emphasizes the importance of honoring one's mother and guardian, even if they are causing some annoyance. I know sometimes, particularly youth, they may say, "You get on my nerve. I don't like you. I don't want to talk to you." Might even slam their doors going into their room. And when you get older and you have children, you're probably going to annoy them also. Probably get on their nerves. And Allah knows best the type of person you are, one that saying things to your parents because you don't like what they're telling you to do, or the wisdom that they have bestowed upon you. Or there may be some that do, and maybe some that don't do it. I'm not saying that everyone does this. Every parent or guardian annoys their child. I'm saying that, or those in their care. But I'm just emphasizing to you is that we should do what? We should honor those who are our guardians, our parents, our mothers, fathers, etc. So let's get into it. It was narrated by one of the Prophet's companions, Ibn Salamah As-Sulami, who narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I enjoin each one to honor his mother. I enjoin each one to honor his mother. I enjoin each one to honor his mother." He said it three times. And so, I enjoin each one to honor his guardian who is taking care of him, even if he is causing him some annoyance. So, basically, we're talking about a quick lesson is that we should honor our mother, our guardians, show respect towards them, be patient with them, be compassionate with them, and even express love or gratitude for what they've done for us. And so an explanation, and a lot of what I'm reading, you can also go to IslamicCity.org and go on Hadith, and a lot of this I'm talking about, you can see it before our class. I just add other things to the particular hadith or explanation of what this particular person or scholar is talking about when you're talking about explanation, a summary, a quick lesson of a particular hadith of the Prophet. May peace and blessings be upon him. So let's get into an explanation of what is being said. This hadith emphasizes the importance of honoring one's mother and guardian, even if they are causing us annoyance. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings be upon him, is teaching us that we should always show respect to our mothers and guardians, no matter what kind of situation we find ourselves in. We should never forget that our mothers have done so much for us throughout our lives. From taking care of us when we were young to providing guidance as we grow older. Similarly, guardians have a responsibility to take care of their wards, provide them with guidance in life, even if they may be annoying at times or not doing what you want them to do. It is important to remember that they are still trying their best for you. Therefore, it is important for us to honor both our mothers and guardians by showing them respect at all times. Not just when we feel like it, not just when we want something. We should show them respect, our guardians respect at all times, our mothers respect at all times, our fathers respect at all times. They take care of you when you're sick, when you're healthy, buy your clothes, buy your food, protect you. This is what they do. And bestow whatever they learned in life, wisdom-wise, they bestow that upon you so you can learn more and understand more and do more out there in society you're dealing with. And also you be able to pass it on to others, the same thing, other children, others you have come in contact with. And so, my beautiful students, no matter how old you are, you should show respect to your guardian, to your mothers, to your fathers, your parents. Show respect to them. They show respect to you, taking care of you, not asking anything of you, just you, for example, go to school and learn. You obey them. You do chores or housework, whatever you have to do around them, wherever you live, that you have to do, they ask you to do. Because really, you look at it, there's not much that they're asking of you. And not too many times they don't turn you away when you ask them for something or to do something for you. And so you have to do the same thing towards them and honor them, take care of them, be patient with them, no matter how old you get and no matter how old they get. You still should show some honoring of these individuals. A guardian, a person to take care of you, grandmother, grandfather, whomever it is, you know who the individuals are. And you know that, and you know that they're doing the best that they can to provide for you and take care of you. They may not have everything that you may want or everything that your friends may have, or things that you see others have and you want the same thing and you expect them to do the same thing for you or to you. That's not realistic. They can't afford to do that. They're going to do the best that they can and provide for you in the best manner that they can. Show some appreciation. One day, do something for them. Maybe get them something to eat. Take them to dinner, fix their dinner, say, don't worry about it, you relax, I'll take care of everything. Surprise them in a very, very good way and don't want anything from them. The little that you do for them is no way you're going to pay for what they've done for you all your life. From when you were young until now that you're older, they're going to be there advising you and take care of you to the best of their ability. And may Allah bless both of you and your guardian and your mother and your father. So, my beautiful students, this is what I call Islamic shorties. I just want to just mention something from Islam, from the spirit of Islam, and from the hadith and the literature of Islam, and that you can learn from. If you're a Muslim, non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. It's no particular, this is what the Muslims are supposed to do. It's no particular religion, per se, when we're talking about doing right by your parent and by your guardian and respect them and honor them. You have to be a Muslim or a non-Muslim or anything like that or some other faith. Just be a good person towards them like they're a good person towards you. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.